Doug, can you tell us about the when the building started in Ballyfianna?
Yeah, there were other work, didn't it?
All right. And can you tell us with the change and all the different people coming in?
That's a big change, you know. Yeah. It was a very big change, really, you know. But, you see, we were coming from Prayers Walk then, and they took all the house we had to build opposite to Marion Chemist, to build them houses. Now, my brother was going down there to Gloucester, but he was a langy. And my father took him out of it and sent him over to Skerries and paid that. And he said, only pay now for 3 months. So he paid for 3 months. And after 2 months, my father went over to Skerries. Now he was getting on. And he wasn't going there. He was up at Charles Park. So my father took him into Leaders in Auckland Street, bought him a paper and brace, and took him out to Ballyfianna. And he started his trade facing the cemetery, the houses facing the cemetery.
You got a bit of employment, all right.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about all these people from Liam's Neck of the Woods moving in, out to Ballyfianna?
Well, sure, I was only 13.
Right.
So
it's delayed a lot before
the you know, and then we got the next section for and all. It was all lovely, you know. We liked it.
So it was a positive thing.
It was, yes, very positive, you know, to see the different people coming in to live because we were so country.
We were delighted. We used to come up from there from Henry Street out to Tramadwife. Dogs for the bonfire then.
Yeah.
We'd have to bring a lunch with us.
And you know where the chemist now is?
Yeah.
We'd have a massive bonfire there on the crossroads, as I said to you. Every year, and they'd throw the new potatoes in into a corner of it and they'd cook them and we'd all have potatoes. And it was grand near my house.
Yeah.
I'd only come out the front door and there was a bonfire down below me.
And for bonfire night, was this?
Yeah, bonfire night. They'd always light it there.
Okay. So, there was no traffic there that time.
There was none, horse and cars. So we'd have a lang off at them.
Oh yeah, a lang off at the back there, the house and cars.
The big floats would be coming down from the boats every night, you know. They'd be coming back after the day's walks below the boats and there'd be big long floats, you know. So the fella driving would be up and we'd lang out to the back and he'd have a whipping. My grandmother used to say, "Don't you lag onto that?" She would say, "That's only a boy's game." So my two brothers be lagging on, I'd have to lag on myself.
All right, so you made a lot of friends when they came from town, did you? Or was there...
I wouldn't say so. No. I wouldn't say we did make friends, you know.
So there, you would have still kind of kept in your cliques, or let's say...
I wouldn't say we kept in our cliques. I was only 13. We started fronting the fellas at that stage, in Ballyfianna. There was nobody new fellas coming into Ballyfianna. So we were kind of hunting them at that stage.